我们上个礼拜在这里思想神预知预定以后他就使这些选民被称义一直到得到荣耀。
And last week we pointed about this fact that God has foreknew, also predestined, He called, He justified, He glorified.
这样预定是在历史之前。
So this predestination come before history.
这荣耀是在历史的结束。
And glorification come after the ending of history.
我们并不是在历史之前就存在的。
So we don't exist pre-history.
我们也不是活在世界上这段历史终点的结束的地
方。And we do not also live in this world until the end of the world comes.
这样最棒的圣经给我看见永恒的神与暂时的人。
So this passage allows to see the eternal God and a temporal man.
我们在地上的年不过几十年。
Our days upon the earth only about a few decades.
我们的开始跟我们在地上的结束。
Our beginning and our ending on the earth
是何等短暂的生命。
It is so short.
但是这短暂的生命在上帝的永恒中间不是没有价值。
But in this very short life, there is eternal value in God's plan.
因为只有人是被造的时候。有了神的形象在我们里面
because it is only man who have been created after the image and likeness of God
人生命里面有个永恒性这是神永恒的形象所以我们才有永恒的本性
so then in our life there's an eternal nature which is the eternal nature of God and that's why we have the eternal possibility in us
神的永恒性是在神的本体本质里面
the eternal nature of God is on the nature of God
我们的永恒性是在神的形象里面
but then our eternal nature is in the image of God
神的永恒性是创造者的永恒性
God's eternal nature is the eternal nature of the creator
我们这永恒性是被造而有的永恒性
But then our eternal nature is a created eternal nature
神的永恒性是绝对的绝对的永恒性
The eternal nature of God is an absolute one
我们的永恒性是相对界里面有绝对形象的永恒性
But then our eternal nature only but in the relative realm has the image of the eternal nature
神的永恒性是无始无终的永恒性
And God's eternal nature is infinite
我们的永恒性是有始无终的永恒性
And our eternal nature is the one with a beginning but no end
所以神的永恒不需要开始
So eternal nature of God doesn't need a beginning
万有因他而开始
All things begin because of him
他是自由拥有的上帝
But he is God who is self-existing
而我们的永恒性不是如此
But our eternal nature is not so
我们的永恒性是上帝永恒性所创造出来的被造的永恒性
Because our eternal nature is the eternal nature with greater nature from the eternal one
所以我们的永恒性是有开始
So our eternal nature has a beginning
我们在历史中间被生下来的时候
In history when we're being born
我们就在受造界的相对暂时里面
So in the created realm, in that relative nature,
化作成为一个永恒性的活物
we exist as a being which has an eternal nature.
所以人在世界的几十年
So man, a few decades living in the world,
我们的生我们的死不是我们永恒
Our life, our death is not eternity.
我们的生我们的死是我们永恒暂时居住在身体里面的过程
Our birth, our death is only part of our body temporarily living in this world.
不信上帝的人
Those who do not believe in God
因为他的生他的死就是他的存在的所有
and also the living and the death of him is the totality of
life 我们从神的启示我们知道
but from God's revelation we know
我们的生我们的死是在肉身阶段中间的一个存有
our life and our death is only but a physical existence in this realm
我们的存有不是单单在肉身暂时的阶段里面
but then our existence is not only confined this physical temporary
我们还有个永远的本性在我们
because we still have the eternal nature in us
所以将人的永恒性跟神永恒的计划有关系的时候
so when our eternal nature has a relationship with God's eternal plan
这个人的生命才真正有意义有价值
then our life only have true meaning and value
那么圣经告诉你预定预知是神在永恒中间所做的事情
and the Bible tells that God foreknew God predestined something that done in eternity
也就是当我们没有生出来以前
that before even we are born
我们在历史过程中间还没有存在以前
and even in historical process before we even existed
神已经知道我们
God already knows us
神已经定下我们
God already predestined us
这表示了神的恩典不是因为我们回应才赐给我们
which means our salvation is not because that we have responded and God gave His grace to us
因为我们要怎样反应所以他才施恩给我们 这不是圣经的教训。
Because it is not biblical teaching, how then we respond and how also God will give His grace to us?
因为在那时我们还没有存在，我们根本不能反应。
Because even at that time when it predestined, we are not that yet, we cannot even make responses.
所以神的恩典是在我们对上帝恩典的回应之先。
So then God's grace is even before the grace that we can respond to Him.
The grace of God is prior to human response.这一句话你一定要背得好好的。
So you must remember this statement very well.
神的恩典是在我们回应之前。
God's grace is prior to our response.
这样神把恩典赐下的时候。
So when God gives His grace to us,
是因为他的主权。
It is because of His sovereignty.
是因为他自己的怜悯。
Because of His own mercy.
而且他预知预定。
Because He foreknew He predestined.
那些他所拣选的人。
So that those who want, he wants to choose.
所以被造的人中间
So among those who are created.
有人因为神的主权跟神的智慧而领受恩典
Some because of the sovereignty and wisdom of God, they receive the grace.
所以永恒中间已经定了
And in eternity, God has predestined.
在历史过程中间我们生命里面就经历了这一件事变成我们生活里面主观的事实
So that in the process of time we experience it, it becomes a subjective experience
你说这天我得救了
So this day I'm saved
现在我领受上帝恩典
I receive the grace of God
我现在明白了
Now I understand
当你那个时候领受那个时候觉悟那个时候接受明白的时候
At the time when you receive, you understand, you realize
也就是永恒的恩典在历史的过程中间运行在我们生命里面
It is the eternal grace upon the process of history. Now it's being practiced and applied to us.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
那我们领受以后
After receiving,
我们觉悟了以后
After you understand,
我们明白了以后
After you understand,
我们就活在上帝更丰盛的恩典里面
That we are living in a more abundant grace of God.
一个在恩典中而不觉悟的人
A one who is living in the grace without understanding.
一个人在恩典中又觉悟是恩典的人
And the one who is living in grace also he understands.
是不一样的
It's different.
一个在普遍恩典中间生活的人
Because those who live in a common grace
跟一个在救赎恩典中间生活的人又不一样
As for those who live in the grace of salvation, it's different.
要普遍生活普遍恩典加救赎恩典加上对这两种恩典完全觉悟的这一种悟性的生活是最丰盛
It is abundant life that comes from the understanding of common grace and also special grace and understanding he's living in that grace.
感谢上
Praise the Lord.
今天我们是怎样的基督徒
Today what kind of Christian we are?
我们以回教都不同的地方是什么
What's the difference from us and the Muslims?
经历救赎
Because you experience that way
他们盼望蒙恩纳
But they hope to be accepted
他们没有救赎的观念
They do not have a concept of salvation
我们有救赎的观念
We have that concept
他们盼望蒙恩纳
They hope to be accepted
我们已经蒙恩纳
But we have been accepted already
他们是在自己的功劳里面
They are living in their own merit
苦苦等候
And wait diligently
我们是在基督的功劳里面
But we are in the merit of Christ
白白领受
And freely we receive
完全不一样
It's totally different
当我们今天领受恩典的时候
So today when we experience grace
我们心中就有来生的喜乐
So in our life today we have the joy of eternal life
他们在等候蒙恩纳的时候
But when they are waiting for acceptance
他们是恐惧战惊而没有把握
They're trembling without certainty
所以我们领受普遍恩典
So we have the common grace
我们又领受救赎恩典
Also this, grace of salvation
我们就领受对这恩典的悟性和明白
And the understanding of all this grace that we receive
而我们就盼望有一天完全的救赎来到的时候
So what we hope that one day when that salvation totally comes to us
那就荣耀的大日的来临
That is a big day of glorification
所以我得救的开始那叫做称义
So the beginning of my salvation is justification
我得救的成全那叫做得荣
And the completion of my salvation is glorification
从 justification into the glorification This is a total salvation of God can be experienced in our lives
那么从称义到这个得荣耀我们完全能够享受能够经历这样神在我们身上的恩典
称义是得救的起点
Justification is the beginning of salvation
得着荣耀是得救的成全
Glorification is the completion of salvation
那我们得救的时候
When we are saved
是圣灵重生我们
It is Holy Spirit that regenerates us
上帝的道光照我们
And God's logos shine upon us
上帝把生命放在我们里面
And God's life has been put in us
然后我们的罪得着赦免
Then our sins are forgiven
我们称义了
we are justified.
从消极方面来说
，from a passive point of view，
我们不再被算为罪人。
We are no more condemned, counted as sinners.
We are not counted as sinners.
We are not counted as sinners.
但是从积极方面来看
，from a positive point of view，
上帝把基督的义放在我们的身上。
God, Jesus righteousness, God has put in us.
我们就成了披戴基督的基督徒。
So then we are a Christian to put on Christ.
把神的荣耀彰显出来。
We manifest the glory of God.
那么上个礼拜我们思想到。这个称义、成圣，也知道得荣的日子。
And also last week, point about justification, sanctification, and glorification.
那这里的罗马书就提到称义跟得荣两件事。
So in this book, Romans is about justification and glorification.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这里要强调神做事不如不同儿戏。
It is only about to say that God, when He does things, is serious.
他做事。
When he does,
他一定负责任。
He will take responsibility.
他动善功。
When he begin a good work,
他一定什么成全善功。
He complete the work, good work.
他是 Alpha.
He is an Alpha.
他是什么 Omega?
He is Omega.
所以这里中间的成圣的各步骤都没有提到。
So he avoid all the intermediate process.
把称义跟德荣两个始至终。成全就提出来了。
So he mentioned the beginning and the end justification and glorification here.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
反正真正被神称义的人
，Those who are truly justified by God，
一定被神带到这荣耀的地步。
Surely God will bring him to the end point of glorification.
这就是有时我们所说的一次得救。永远得救的那个概念所要表达出来的。
And there's a concept of once you're saved, we're saved.
那有许多人为这一句话呢，他们有模糊的感受。
And there are people who have very vague concept and feeling of this.
所以他们就乱解释一场。
So they misinterpreted.
我举手接受耶稣得救了，我一定自动得救到永远。
So when I raise a hand to accept Christ, forever I'll be saved.
不是你要接受耶稣，上帝永远欠你债，再把你救到底，不是。
It's not that you want to accept Christ and God is responsible to save you to the end.
是神。所称义的人
but to say that who healed, who got justified,
基督宝血买赎回来
that he has redeemed with blood,
圣灵真正重生的
and he that the Holy Spirit
regenerated, 主会保守他们到底
God will keep them to the end,
他也成全他在我们生命中间所做的救赎的工作，直到耶稣基督再来的日子。
That he will complete the work of salvation begun in us until the day when Jesus Christ comes.
当耶稣基督再来的时候
，When Christ comes，
你要看见这个成全就完全兑现出来了。
You see that the completion of this thing will be realized totally.
像每一个真正得救的人
，So every true Christian
是永远得救的人
，will be eternally saved.
是这个意思。
That's the meaning.
那么在这个过程中间呢
？But in this process，
我们有没有遇到许多具体的困难呢
？Do we find concrete difficulties？
是的
，Yes，
我们
do find concrete difficulties。
许多许多困难常常会临到我们。
That many difficulties are before us。
那么这些困难到底从哪些方面
？For this difficulty， where would it come from？
我们要从灵界先看。
We must first come from the spirituality point of view。
为什么从灵界先看
？Why from the spirituality point of view？
得救的事情。
Because the upon salvation，
是我们的灵魂在神的恩典里面领受救赎，然后再延伸到我们的身体以后得着救赎的整个步骤。
It is our soul who has first been saved and then extended physical body, you will redeem the future.
我已经对他们弟兄们讲了三个步骤。
I will talk to you about three points.
灵魂得救
to be saved.
第二
the second
什么？生活
life
的圣。
Victories.
第三
the third,
身体
the body,
的赎灵魂的救
soul saved,
生活的圣
life victorious,
身体的赎
body redeemed.
大家说一二三灵魂的救生活的圣身体的赎那有一些三言论的人就是灵的救有魂的救有体的救他把这个分开来。
So the trichotomous will say that now your soul, your spirit, and your body are saved in three parts.
他们先把 spirit, 有 soul,
and soul,
以后再这个 body,
and body.
我不这样讲。
I'm not saying that way.
我灵魂的救是个地位的。
And also to be saved with the soul is the position of saving.
生活的圣是一生一世跟随主。
And your whole life will be victorious as you follow Christ in the whole life.
身体的赎是耶稣基督再来的成全。
The redemption of physical body is the completion of the salvation by Christ when he comes back home.
所以当一个人灵魂得救的时候
，So when the spirit has been soul has been saved,
在灵界里面
，In the realm of spirit,
他是离开撒旦。 归向上帝。
He leaves from Satan and go back to God.
离开偶像，归向真神。
He leaves the idols and return to the true God.
离开从情欲而来的败坏，在上帝的性情里面有份。
He leaves the corruption coming from the flesh and have a share in God's nature.
他离开黑暗的权势，在爱子的国度里面有份。
He leaves the power of darkness and have a share in God's bright kingdom.
换句话说，我们的灵魂现在被搬到新的国度里面。
In other words, our spirit has been now moved to the new kingdom.
新的地位里面。
A new position.
我们成为上帝家里的人。
And become a one in God's home.
我们成为上帝国中的子民。
And also citizen in His own kingdom.
这样呢，我们的灵魂离开撒旦的控制，回到上帝面前的时候。
Then our spirit leave the power of the Satan and go back and return back to God.
撒旦一定很不甘心。
Satan is displeased.
所以呢，这个困难第一方面从哪里来？
So the difficulty, the first source is
一定从撒旦来的。
It comes from Satan.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他的国度少了一个人了。
Because now his kingdom has been less one person.
所以他一定怎么样呢？
So what would he do?
追讨。
He want to pursue.
一定要把你拉回来。
Want to
还有在上帝面前控告你。
Before God, he wants to accuse you.
现在请大家注意，撒旦做的三大工作。
Three big work that Satan have done to Satan.
在圣经里面，撒旦有最大的三个工作。
The Bible says that Satan has three works.
第一个工作是什么呢
？The first
就是阻挡上帝
，to hinder God，
抵抗他。
Go against him.
拦住他的旨意。
To hinder his plan.
这是撒旦的第一个工作。
That's the first work of Satan.
对神而做的工作。
And something he do, that's to God.
第二个工作是什么？
The second.
是试探人。
And to tempt men.
引诱人。
And to entice them.
陷害人。
And to put them to trap.
诱惑人做犯罪的生活。
And to tempt them to sin.
这是对人的第二个工作。
That's the second work of the man.
第三大工作是什么？
And the third.
是控告圣徒。
To accuse the sin.
在上帝面前定基督徒的罪。
So before God, he want to condemn sin.
告基督徒这么不好，这么不好，这么不好。
To condemn the how bad we are.
你是上帝，你看你的儿女像这个样子，像样不像样
？So your God, these are your children.
啊，这是撒旦的三大工作。
These are three big work of Satan.
现在大家重复啊。
Repeat.
撒旦第一个工作什么
？The first.
拦阻上帝。
To hinder God.
第二个工作什么
？The second.
试探罪人。
Tempt sin.
第三是什么
？The third.
控告。圣徒，你们都没有，你们没有吃饭，所以没有圣灵在世。一、二、三，第一个工作，阻挡上帝；第二，试探世界上的人；第三，控告圣徒。为什么呢
？Why？
因为圣徒常常忘记圣徒，变成糊涂。
Because sins many times we forget our sins。
所以魔鬼就趁机会就控告你。
So this Satan will take our opportunity to accuse us。
那我们看见圣经旧约就有撒旦这个名字。
So in the Old Testament we see Satan。
新约有撒旦这个名字。
And also New Testament there is a new called Satan。
旧约里面撒旦、撒旦、撒旦、撒旦。撒旦，撒旦。
So in the Old Testament, when mentioned Satan and Satan and Satan,
全本旧约只有提撒旦的名字六次。
And only six times mentioned in the Old Testament.
而且只有四处的经文出现。
Only in four verses of the Bible.
所以旧约圣经很少提撒旦。
So this Old Testament seldom mentions Satan.
蛇诱惑夏娃的时候。全章创世纪第三章都没有撒旦这两个字出现。
So even this Genesis of the three, the serpent comes to tie and tie this Eve, didn't mention the name Satan.
The whole chapter three of the Genesis 没有提到撒旦的名字。
The whole chapter three of Genesis never mentioned the name Satan.
整个创世纪也几乎没有提撒旦名字。
Even the whole book of Genesis never mentioned.
到圣经旧约里面有四处的经文提到撒旦。
So in the Old Testament, four places are mentioned about Satan.
一共加起来只有六次这个名字出现。
But the name only appears six times.
那为什么这样呢
？Why so?
因为上帝的道不愿意太多给撒旦有空间替他讲完。
Because God doesn't want His words to have too much space for Satan to speak on His behalf.
如果有一个传道人不传耶稣，一天到晚传撒旦，你看他有毛病了。
So if a preacher doesn't preach of Jesus Christ but preach of Satan, Satan and Satan, there's a problem with this preaching.
有一些神学家特别研究撒旦的学。
Some of the theologians especially want to study about Satanism.
这不是说不可以。
It's not to say that.
但是当他侍奉上帝的时候，应当多提主，少提撒旦。
But when he serves the Lord, he must mention more about God, less about Satan.
免得撒旦很高兴，因为他给您免费介绍。 替他做广告。
Less even more happy because you advertise for him freely。
所以每次我们提到罪的时候
，So every time we mention about sin，
我们就强调基督有赦罪的能力。
When they emphasize that Jesus has the power to forgive，
我们每次提撒旦的时候
，Every time we mention Satan，
我们就提到上帝已经得胜撒旦。
When we mention that God has overcome Satan，
阿门。这样神得着应该得的荣耀。
Then God would have His glory given him。
那么撒旦这个字在希伯来文什么意思
？Satan, this name, what's the original meaning in
Hebrew？ 就是抵挡者
，the one who go against，
抵挡上帝的那一位叫做
opposer of God。
所以神的旨意受了撒旦的拦阻。
So in God's plan, he had been opposed by Satan。
我不是说他的拦阻一定会成功。
I'm not saying that his hindrances will succeed。
或者说神会受拦阻以至于没有办法。反对他
Our God will be hindered until that God cannot go his plan.
我只是说神许可有阻挡他的力量
I'm only to say that God permits the power of opposition.
阻挡他力量的位格叫做撒旦
But that person that opposed God is called Satan.
撒旦又名叫那恶者
And that Satan or the name is called that evil one.
That evil one.
The evil one.
是恶的位格
The personhood of the evil.
恶的本体的位格
So the embodiment of the person of evil.
撒旦的工作
第
一
the first,
抵挡上帝的
post God
第二
the second,
试探上帝按照他形象所造的人
to tempt man who created after his image
那么抵挡上帝
to oppose God
试探罪人
to tempt sinners
等罪人得救以后
after the sinner has been saved
再做第三个工作
he'll do the third work
控告圣徒
to accuse the saint
那这三大工作的真正的要旨是什么呢
so what's the main purpose of these three work
为什么要阻挡上帝
why to oppose God
他为什么要试探罪人
Why tempt sinners?
他为什么要控告圣徒
Why accuse the saint?
因为他是上帝的仇敌
Because he is the enemy of God
不愿意上帝对人有拯救的计划
He doesn't want God to practice the plan of salvation for us
所以恶的撒旦
So the Satan was the evil one
是要人在罪恶中间没有得救的可能
He want us to be continued in sin without possibility of being saved
根本不愿意上帝拯救人
Because he doesn't want God to save us
良善的天使
So the good angels
跟恶的天使不一样的地方在哪里
Are different as compared to the evil angels
他们是为上帝为人预备的救恩欢喜快乐
Because they rejoice because God has put this plan to save us
他们详细查看这个救恩是怎样安排的
They want to examine and see how this, salvation has been done
而且他看见有人接受耶稣基督悔改的时候
So when they see that we accept Christ and turn to Christ
天上的使者就千千万万的天使为着欢喜快乐
Even thousands and thousands of angels in heaven will rejoice
不但如此这些善良的天使
And this good angel also
他们还是猛差遣服侍那些得救赎的人的
They are being sent to minister unto those who are saved
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
这样你看见一股很清楚的图画
You see very clear picture
我们从前在撒旦手中
It has been in the hand of the Satan
所以我们灵魂得救了
Now when the spirit of being saved
我们离开他的掌握
We leave his hand
这一切全世界都握在那恶者的手下
Because before that the whole world is under the hand and power of Satan
那就之后我们离开撒旦的权势归入上帝爱子的国度里面
After we say we now come back to the kingdom of the Son of God
那我们这个移动之后呢
This movement
我们现在依靠圣灵
Now we depend on Holy Spirit
顺从圣灵
Obedient to Spirit
这是灵界一个新的地位
This is a new position spiritually
我们从前是属鬼的
In the past we belong to Satan
现在是属上帝
Now we belong to God
我们从前是被撒旦引导的
In the past we are being guided by
Satan 现在被圣灵引导的
Now we are guided by the Spirit
所以当我们领受救恩之后
So after we receive the grace
魔鬼大发脾气
Satan got angry
他不但曾经拦阻上帝救赎的工作
Not only he had opposed the plan of God in the past
他现在变成控告圣徒的恶者
Now he becomes the evil one that accused the saint
你看见了没有
So you see
这就是灵界发生的事情
So this something happened in the spirit right
所以呢从二十八节到三十节结束以后
So when you end with 20, verse 28 and 30
就开始提到圣徒地位的困难
And you talk about the difficult position of us as Christians
得救了吗
We are, have we saved
得救了
Oh yes
得救了怎么样呢
What to do now
有没有拦阻
Is there difficulties
有
Yes
有没有困难
Is there difficulty
有
Yes
从哪里来
Where would it come from
第一个困难的来处
The first source Of a difficulty,
就是撒旦的控告。
From Satan's accusation.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
现在三十一节怎么样讲呢
？In verse 31 it says,
既然是这样
，If that is so,
还有什么说的呢
？What then shall we say?
上帝若帮助我们
，If God is for us,
谁能抵挡我们
？Who can be against us?
大家来念三十一节，一二三。 既然是这样，
还有什么说的呢？
上帝若帮助我们，
抵挡我们呢？
谁能抵挡我们呢？
Who can go against us now?
这是第一件事。
That's the first thing.
抵挡的事情就来到了。
The opposition now come.
抵挡。
To oppose.
为什么抵挡呢？
What to oppose?
我们变成仇敌了。
We become enemies now.
我们从前不是他的仇敌。
In the past, we are not his enemies.
我们现在变成他的仇敌。
But now we become his enemies.
从前我们是顺从他的。
In the past, we obey him.
现在我们不再顺从他。
Now no more we are obeying him.
从前他是推动我们犯罪。
In the past, he moved out of sin.
现在我们拒绝犯罪。
Now we reject sin.
我们得救了。
We have been saved.
我们被预定。
We have been predestined.
我们被称义以后。
We have been justified.
我们的地位改过来。
Our position now changed.
他变成阻挡我们的人。
And he will hinder us.
所以你看见了没有呢？
So you see,
所以撒旦的抵挡神
the opposition of Satan to God,
现在临到我们的身上
now come to us.
所以撒旦不但是阻挡上帝
not only did he oppose God,
他也是阻挡我们的
also he opposed us.
所以你知道你信耶稣不是没有困难的
so you know that you believe in Christ with difficulties.
有普遍的传福音的人就是说信耶稣有平安有喜乐信耶稣很快乐好像一信耶稣变成天真无邪小孩子一样的
commonly people will preach when you believe in Christ Jesus you have allall thing well.
那些外邦人听信耶稣有快乐，明明隔壁基督徒天天哭，哪里有快乐？
And the Gentile will say that to believe in Christ you have peace, but the, my neighbor always cry when you become Christian.
所以我们一种假想的乐观去传福音。
So it's a false optimism that we preach the gospel.
我们用肤浅的这个应许去传福音。
So with a very shallow promise we preach the gospel.
我们今天做布道的工作。
So we as a preacher now.
跟许多传福音工作人不一样的地方就在这。
And the difference as compared to us with other preachers is.
所以我带领的布道会
so the evangelistic meeting
I 我们讲的道理比别人要更深奥
so we want to talk in a more profound way in our preaching of the gospel
许多人第一次听我讲到感到很难懂很难懂
a lot of people when they listen to me the first time so difficult for them to understand
又枯燥又深入
so dry and so deep
又没有故事又没有比喻
not many of the parables illustrations and stories
时间又长又要翻译
and also so long also with interpretation
所以参加我的聚会感到很难听
so you find it difficult to sit down and listen
那如果有这样的人
If this kind of people,
你劝他多听几次，不要太急下定论。
Ask them to come for a few more times first before they make a conclusion.
听了几次，感到不错是不错，但是很枯燥，很难听。
And after a few times, not too bad, but still very dry and difficult to understand.
这些人让他到别的地方听那些很容易听、很浅的。
But when these people go to those places with shallow preaching,
他马上发现不行，要回来听。
They find that, no, I don't come back.
因为虽然听不进去，但是应当听。
Even though it's difficult to understand, but I want to continue to listen.
里面有一些东西要经过思想聚焦以后才感到甘
甜。Because I got to chew it in my mind before I understand.
如果一个很甜的东西
，if something which is sweet,
你进口的时候很舒服。
When I put it in the mouth, it's very enjoyable.
糖衣融化了以后
，but after this, I get the sugar and melted.
里面的苦就出来了。
But then the bitterness comes now.
那你就懊悔已经吞进去。
Then you regret you swallow it.
但是如果像甘蓝一样的。
If like this olive,
你第一次进口的时候
the first time we put it in the mouth,
又舌又很难接受
you find it's so difficult to eat,
吞下去以后呢
but after swallow,
那个甘味一直来一直来一直来
then the sweetness comes,
啊，你就感到不一样
then you find it's different,
亲爱的弟兄
my dear brothers and sisters,
有许多人以为信耶稣就很天真很无邪就快快乐乐天上掉下来我高兴
a lot of people thought that if you become a Christian you have a joy coming from heaven
不是的
no,
你信耶稣以后
after you become a Christian,
阻挡就来了
the opposition comes
那么阻挡从哪里来呢
but where comes this opposition to
宇宙最伟大的最大的阻挡者来
and coming from the biggest opposer in the whole universe he comes with him comes the difficulties
宇宙的阻挡者是谁呢
and who is that opposer in the whole universe
就是抵挡上帝旨意的撒旦
and also that Satan the opposer with God
那么撒旦会不会自己轻念聊呀对你说我这个阻挡者来了
will this opposer Satan come with a fearful face
因为你信耶稣从今天开始我阻挡你
before because you believe in Christ I want to oppose you now
他才不这样
he will not do that
如果他这样的话呢
if he were to do that
他是笨鬼
he is a stupid devil
他不是普通鬼是笨鬼
he is a stupid devil
鬼不是笨的
Because devils are stupid.
笨的没有资格做鬼。
And those are stupid who are qualified to be a devil.
鬼之所以是鬼。
The devils are devil.
因为鬼绝对不笨。
Because devils are not stupid.
所以全本圣经中看见撒旦的工作。
So in the whole Bible when you see the work of Satan.
都是宁愿不露面。 幕后操纵罪恶，
就是撒旦的 work behind the scene。
所以你主张从哪里来呢
？So where come the opposition？
就从你最爱的人
，the one you love the most，
最亲的人
，closest，
你四周的人
，your surround，
你认识的人
，the one who knows，
对你感情很好的
，the one that good to you，
主张从这些来的时候
，opposition when they come from these people，
你就很难受了
，so difficult for you to bear。
这是亲爱的人
，this I love，
这是我认识的人
，the one I know，
主张来了。
And the hindrance
所以有许多人还没有信耶稣以前
，So before people come to become Christians，
没有什么困难
，It's not difficult，
没有什么拦阻
，No hindrance。
但他信了耶稣以后呢
？But when they become Christians，
处处遇到阻挡
，They find opposition everywhere。
那怎么办呢
？What to do now？
很奇怪的
，Very strange。
好像信耶稣是不是他们认为你做了魔了
？Is it you become a Christian? Are you being possessed？
你信耶稣现在整个改头换面
，You are totally changed。
你整个人心变了
，You change with the heart。
那么他们不认为他阻挡你。他说你变了，所以他们一定要拦阻你。
They do not thought that they oppose you, but because you change, they want to hinder you.
阻挡来了。
So the hindrance has come.
阻挡来的时候呢
？So when the hindrance has come,
抵挡临到我们身上的时候
，when the opposition comes,
我们变成一个很孤独的人。
We become a very lonely person.
很困难的人。
Very difficult.
你信了耶稣以后呢
？After you become a Christian,
你就知道人对你已经不会像过去那样客气。那样礼貌，那样好待你。
Then you know that people are going to be as good as compared to before.
奇怪哈、
哦、，strange，
为什么这些人还不认识耶稣，就会对耶稣有这样严肃的对待法呢
？Why is these people before even they know Christ Jesus, they can treat Jesus in this manner？
有非基督徒对待孩子说：“你要去做做礼拜是可以的，不要受洗呀、啊。”
And some non-Christian, when you want to go to the church, it's okay, but you as a boy don't get baptized.
小心你受洗，我打死你啊！
Be careful, you will be baptized, I'll beat you to death.
好像他们相信了水里面有什么力量一样的。
As if they feel there's some power with the water.
所以非基督徒对受洗的这种属灵的力量的信仰，比基督徒对受洗的信仰的力量的信仰更大。
The believing or the power of baptism with a non-Christian is greater than the Christian.
那么等到你真的受洗以后，他就把你当作敌人了。
So when you are baptized, they treat you like enemies.
到底我们犯了什么错呢
？So what wrong have we done?
我们得救
，we are saved，
称义。
Justified,
信耶稣
believe in Christ,
被圣灵所生
and also born
归向上帝
Holy Spirit returned to God,
那么这样就应当被人抵挡了
so we must be opposed because of that,
那怎么办呢
what to do now?
这节圣经说呢
this verse says,
谁能阻挡我们
who can go against us?
谁能抵挡我们
who can go against us?
亲爱的弟兄
my dear brothers and sisters,
抵挡一定是存在的
To go against something that exists,
抵挡一定没有果效。
But then there will not be result in the opposition.
抵挡一定是有的。
Then surely must be opposition.
抵挡的能力已经失败了。
And because the power of opposition has been quenched.
有谁能阻挡我们
？Who can go against us?
谁能抵挡我们
？Who can go against us?
上帝既然不爱惜自己的儿子为我们死了
，Then he who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all,
岂不也把万物和他一同白白赐给我们。
How will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
请你注意，全所有保罗书信里面
，All the epistles of Paul，
第八章三十一一直到第三十八节
，And verse 31-38 of chapter 8，
所包含的问题的数量是所有保罗书信里面最多的。
The question which is in these few verses is the most in number as compared to all other epistles of Paul.
全本新约圣经里面
，even the whole New Testament
也没有任何一段圣经比这几节里面的问号更多的。
You will not find any passage that contain more question mark as compared to this passage.
好，你们今天回去的时候
，when you go back today，
把这一篇三十一到三十八。
And verses 31, 38,
39节是结束
And 31 is a conclusion.
那么这一起段里面所有的问号有多少？你把它画出来。
You count all the question marks.
下个礼拜告诉我好不好
？Next week you tell me.
而且我现在先提示你一件事情。
And I want to remind you one thing.
这里的问号有几个层次
？The questions here have a few levels.
有大问号里面的中问号。
And there's a small question and a big question.
有中问号里面有小问号。
And also in the small question, the smaller question.
大问号就很少。
And a very few big questions.
中问号也有一些
Middle question, the some.
小问号多得不得了
The many, many small questions.
那这是教学法里面提醒或者刺激或者启发性 最好的办法。
In pedagogy, that's the best way to have this inspiration to others.
一个好的老师
，a good teacher，
他懂得怎样发问。
He know how to ask questions.
不懂发问的老师
，and the master who don't know how to ask questions，
只能填鸭，不能启发。
He can only feed you food, but cannot inspire you.
什么叫做填鸭呢
？What are the feed you？
把鸭的口开起来
，you open the mouth, duck，
东西对对对对对对对对对，一直堆。
Everything inside。
为什么堆一大堆呢
？Why put everything inside？
因为很爱他嘛，叫他吃多一点。
Because he loves them。
不是
more,、no.
堆多了称了更重容易卖
because、when it's、more heavy it can easier to sell more money
这个鸭就很重了
so this duck is heavier
还有卖螃蟹的人
and the one who sell crab
把草色的草绳、啊、把它绑到全身重得不得了螃蟹只有一半轻
so the wet this string ties all around、so、
因为他卖的时候
more heavy
是卖一公斤多少钱的嘛
so you sell by kilogram
所以这种填鸭的教育
so this way of a pedagogy
好像上了很多堂课什么都不懂
as if you have a go to many lessons you don't
know anything 但是启发式的教育
but the inspiring kind of thing
是刺激你
and to stimulate
问你
to ask
挑战你
to challenge you
提醒你
to remind you
启发你
and to inspire you
伟大的教师
And great educator,
懂得怎样启发
he know how to inspire
怎样挑战
to challenge,
怎样刺激
to stimulate,
怎样带领思想
and to bring up thinking,
而全世界最懂得这个方法的是耶稣基督
and Christ Jesus know the best
你知道耶稣基督在四福音里面发过的问题超过100多个
you know that in the four gospels Jesus Christ asked more than 100 questions
比苏格拉底比柏拉图阿里斯多德保罗所有的人还更多
And also more Socrates and all the other good teachers.
耶稣基督四福音书里面
in the four gospels, Jesus Christ himself.
他的问题可分成几种
The question that he have asked can be divided into a few categories.
有一些是根本问了你就不必答了
Some is that when you ask you, you don't have any answer.
因为他的问就是不要你答
Because when he asks, he doesn't need an answer.
哇，这种技巧是高得不得了
That's the highest technique.
那么保罗是耶稣以后全本圣经里最懂得发问的。
And、this Paul is the one after Christ is the one that asks the question the most.
保罗写13本书信。
And Paul has written 13 epistles.
他的发问发的启示，发问发的启发教导，最清楚的就是这一段。
So he's pedagogic in asking question. This passage contains the most.
这样还有什么可以说的
？Then what then can we say?
启示如果他不这么讲，他说。这样你懂吗？没有什么可以说的就好了嘛。
If you would say that, wow, do you understand? No more to say.
保罗不说没有什么可以说的，听见没有？没有什么可以说的，不是。保罗还有什么可以说的
？What else to say?
他意思挑战你，你说，你说，
you better say,
你说，
you say,
你跟他讲知道要说什么，没有什么说，真的没有什么。
You don't want to say now.
你去就你叫你说，你也没有可以说的。
So even if you ask to the speak, you can't say anything.
这个问号是整段圣经里面总。问号 the only big question is only one.
So this is the only big question in this passage.
Is there anything to say again?
Anything for you to say now?
还有什么可以说的吗？
What else can we say?
没有可以说
No more.
这是第一个大问号。
That's a big question.
为什么呢？在这个大问号里面，中问号有好几个。
And the middle question there are many.
你们回去自己整个做出来，如果能够做一张小纸，做一个图画，把这个叉第一、第二、第三把它分出来，你就清楚这段的意思。
You can actually make a chart so they can understand fully about the passage, what it says.
有谁能抵挡我们
？Who can go against us now?
这里不但是阻挡
，Not only to go against，
这里是抵挡
，but to go opposing
啊，是抵抵制你，反对你。
To be anti, to go against,
仇视你
to be animistic,
然后现在来抵挡你
and to go against you,
有谁能抵挡我们
Who then could go against us?
主若帮助我们
If God will help us,
谁能抵挡我们
Who then could go against us?
感谢上帝
Praise God.
那么有很多基督徒跟基督徒吵架都要用这句话
And many Christians, when they quarrel with Christians, they want to use this one.
因为说主阻挡我你能把我怎么样
If God is for us, who
如果主帮助我你怎么能阻挡我
If God helps me, how can you go against me?
你不可以把人当作鬼把鬼当作人
You cannot deem Satan as man, man as Satan.
基督徒与基督徒吵架，不可以把另外基督徒当作鬼正在阻挡你。
When Christian fight against Christian, you do not deem the other Christian as a devil.
这里是指上帝帮助你。
Here is that God help us.
抵挡者不能做什么。
The opposer one cannot do
anything. 所以这个整个灵界的背后是撒旦的工作做不成了，因为神已经帮助我们。
So behind the spiritual realm, this opposer, the Satan cannot achieve anything because God is helping us.
神怎么帮助我们
？How does God help us?
因为他预先定下效法他。儿子的模样
Because he had predestined that we be conformed to the image of his son.
子，他的独生子耶稣基督在众儿女中间作为长子。
Because his son now become the first one of all children.
感谢上
，Praise God。
那这些人是谁呢
？Who are these people？
就是蒙上帝所呼召称义的人。
Those have been called justified by God。
这些人遇到各样的困难都不要紧。
When these people have all difficulty, it doesn't matter.
因为万事互相效力。
Because all things work together。
叫爱上帝的人做什么？
What a good of those who love him.
谁是这些人呢
？Who are these people？
就是照他定见所预定而被称义的人。
And those who have been justified according to his predestination.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以我们称义以后
，So after we have been justified，
一定有困难。
There will be difficulty.
我们信主以后
，After we
have been justified， 一定有拦阻。
Surely there will be hindrance.
我们信主以后
，After we become Christians，
一定有阻挡。
Surely there will be opposition.
我们信主以后
，After we become Christians，
一定有不甘愿的事情。
Surely there will be things which are unwilling for us.
你这个时候不要看阻挡。
Do not look at opposition.
不要看环境。
Do not look at circumstances.
不要看人对你怎么样。
Do not look at people how they treat you.
你要看整个总原则。
By the whole principle, you must.
神既然帮助我
，And God has helped me.
人能把我怎么样
？What can men do to me?
神既然帮助我
，God has helped me.
魔鬼还能做什么
？How what else can Satan do?
神既然帮助我
，That God has helped me.
还有什么力量比他更大，转换他对我帮助的旨意吗
？What your power is more of?Spirit and God can change His will to me.
我如果人反对你们两个人谈爱情
，If someone would oppose those of both of you for courtship,
你怕得要命
，You're frightened.
你不必
，Don't be.
最重要的，你的爱人要你就好啦。
Most important, your lover loves you.
你管他人家怎么样
，Don't be afraid of people oppose you.
他要你，你还要怕什么
？Because he loves you.
这个反对，那个反对，那个反对，这个反对，就是因为反对，所以我特别爱你啊。
And because the people oppose you, so I love you more.
因为你是他们不能比的。
Because you are not comparable to others.
我就是要你。
I love you.
既然上帝帮助我们
，Now God has helped me now.
还有什么阻挡的力量会胜过上帝吗
？What kind of opposition can overcome God?
就是这个意思。
That's the meaning.
那么魔鬼抵挡我们的时候
，When Satan go against us,
他当然不会单单自己出面。
Of course, he will not come personally.
他会各样的办法。
He use a lot of methods and ways.
你要知道
，You must know.
我要向山举目。
And look up to the high mountain.
我要向山举目。
Look up to the mountain.
我的帮助从创造天地的耶和华而来。
Where comes my help from the eternal God who created heaven and earth?
我的帮助从哪里来
？Where comes my help?
我的帮助从创造天地的耶和华而来。
My help comes from Jehovah who created heaven and earth.
我们不要习惯只看四周。
Do not just be used to look only the surroundings.
我们要记住，专看上方。
Remember to look up.
四周许多的阻挡。
Surrounding there will be a lot of opposition.
四周许多的困难。
In surrounding there will be difficulties.
我们地上有许多的逼迫。
There may be persecution from the earth.
这些所有的加起来。
All the totality of all these things.
是被造界的层次。
It is when it created realm.
但当举目望主的时候。
When you lift our eye to our Lord.
你看见的是创造界的层次。
You see the realm of creation.
The realm of creator.
那么创造者之界
and the realm of created ones
被造者之界
创造者的境界里面所决定的是被造者的境界里面一定要顺从
So what it means you determine in the created realm the created realm must obey
这个叫做信仰
That's called the faith
因为信仰是向神发出去
So the faith are projecting to God
信仰就是一个突破
In faith there's a breakthrough
信仰就是超越
In faith there's a transcendence
信仰就是一个抓住
In faith there is a holding tight
信仰就是一个把握
In faith there's a certainty
无限者
In that eternity,
永恒者
the eternal one,
看不见者
and the invisible one,
创造者
the creator,
绝对者的身上
and the absolute one,
我看到了他的应许
I see his promise,
我抓到了我的把握
I catch all my promise,
我叫做从天上来的帮助
from heaven, there comes my help,
我要向山举目
I'll lift up the mountain,
我的帮助从创造天地的耶和华而来
Because my help comes from Jehovah created heaven and earth
你明白这件意思
So you understand this word
上帝若帮助我们
If God help us
有谁能阻挡我们
Who can go against us
大家说上帝若帮助我们有谁能阻挡我们呢如果上帝已经使我们称义
If God has justified us
那么谁再能控告我们
Who then can condemn us
所以这里提到第二样的
Here you mention the second
不断的阻挡
Not only they're going against
Okay, 控告
Accusing king Satan.
我们刚才提到撒旦对上帝的工作是阻挡。
We say that three work of Satan. One is that the opposition to God.
撒旦对圣徒的工作是什么
？To the saints, his work is to accuse.
在这里呢，这两大工作都出现。
Here the two work from Satan come.
控告我们
，to accuse us.
那我现在问你，我们做了基督徒以后。
After we have become Christian,
是不是马上完完全全得胜了
？Is it totally victorious?
是不是啊
？Is it?
我们是不是主动圣洁一点瑕疵都没有了
？Then actively become blameless?
是不是？不是，
no?
我们是不是还有可能有犯罪、有跌倒、有受试探、软弱的时候
？Would that be still possible?
有没有啊
？We are tempted, we are weak, we fall.
有。
Yes.
如果有的话
，If yes,
也就是说
，Which means
我们每时每刻有被控告的可能。
There is a possibility of all time that we can be accused.
因为没有一个完全的。
Because no one is perfect.
没有一个没有软弱的人。
No one is without weaknesses.
没有一个完全得胜的人。
No one is totally victorious.
无论你灵性多么好
，No matter how good spiritually you are,
我们都是有软弱的人。
There's weaknesses in us.
我们所救的罪，我们都承认。
The thing that we know that we acknowledge.
那些我们没有救的罪怎么办
？What about those things were hidden?
我们看得到、注意得到的，我们都处理了。
Those things that we can see, we do it well.
那些我们不大注意或者我们不大敏感的，又怎么办
？Those things we don't pay attention.We are not sensitive. Now, what to do now?
没有一个人是完完全全、绝对、绝对圣洁成圣。
No one is totally, absolutely perfect and sanctified.
所以呢，大卫曾经这样祷告。
And that's why this David prayed once.
求你赦免我隐而未现之罪。
Forgive my sin which is hidden and not manifested yet.
就是我自己犯了，但是还没有表现出来。隐藏在里面，连我自己都没有觉悟的，主啊，你也赦免那种罪。
The sins I've committed yet I don't realize and not manifested yet. Lord, forgive me those kind of sins.
因为我们自己有隐而未现的罪。
Because we have the hidden sin which is not manifested yet.
我们有自己观察不周的罪。
And also things that we don't examine good enough.
我们有不知不觉、不故意犯的罪。
And also things we commit intentionally.
我们有下意识里面。没有故意但是犯出来的罪 那么这些的罪要怎么样
What can we do with all the sins?
这些的罪要求主怜悯我
We must ask God to have mercy on us
但是这些的罪主愿意怜悯我
But this kind of sin God will have mercy on us
因为上帝思念我们的本体不过是尘土
Because God has thought that we are original only but dust
上帝明明知道我们有许多的软弱
God knows that we have many shortcomings
好就是因为我们这么多的软弱所以才需要耶稣基督为我们死
It is because of all these many weaknesses and Christ have to die for us.
我们这么多的软弱，如果没有这一位神的独生子为我们死，没有一个圣人有资格担当我们罪。
If it's not because of Christ, the Son of God died for us, all these weaknesses, no sin can take all this upon themselves.
所以神是明白我们。
So God understands us.
但是呢，魔鬼就趁机会来控告我们。
Satan took all the opportunity to accuse us.
控告我们的时候
，When he brings charges to us,
你看他犯了这个罪，这个罪，这个罪。
You see, he has committed this and that sin.
他已经是基督徒
，He's already a Christian.
他已经受洗了
，He's already been baptized.
他已经在教会里面做执事了
，He's still now a deacon.
他还是有这么多的毛病，这么多的软弱。
But he still many have these weaknesses.
那么怎么办呢
？What to do now?
当撒旦控告我们的时候
，When Satan go against us,
这节圣经告诉我们
，This Bible tell us,
有谁能控告我们呢
？Who can go against us?
有谁可以控告我们呢
？Who can bring charges against us？
他不能控告我们，为什么呢
？He cannot bring charges against us。
我今天已经比昨天更好了。
I'm already better than yesterday。
昨天在台北讲道的时候
，Yesterday when I was preaching in Taipei，
我全场听不到自己的声音。
I couldn't hear my own voice。
耳朵完全塞住了。
Totally blocked with my ears。
我以为他们也听不到我的声音。
I thought they couldn't listen to me。
所以问他们，你听见吗
？I asked them, "Have you heard me?"
我自己听不见自己声音。
I couldn't hear myself。
他们是听得很大声。
But they heard it too loudly。
因为他们的耳朵。没有问题，我的耳朵有问题。
Because the ears have a problem, my own ears have a problem of blockage, and I cannot listen to myself.
这一个礼拜我带病侍奉。
So for this past week I've been sick.
今天已经好很多了。
I'm very much better now.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我们继续讲下去。 那么撒旦的控告
是 accusation 跟没有信
就是专吹毛求疵。
He wants to find fault.
他吹毛求疵的原因要做什么呢
？And why is the purpose for him to find fault?
就是要使基督徒呢对自己领受的救恩怀疑。
So that we are doubtful of our own salvation.
使上帝的恩典被攻击。
So that God's grace has been attacked.
使他自己呢。可以用各样的办法来拦阻更多的圣工
so that he can use many of the ways to oppose and hinder the ministry
撒旦控告的时候
so the accusation comes from Satan
有几方面的工作
a few work
第一
the first,
在圣徒良心里面控告你
in the conscience of the saint who accuse us
你说你是得救的人
you are safe
你像这个样子算什么
how can you be safe
哪里得救人是这样
so how can you behave like that
你说你悔改了
you say you repent
你还有这个毛病这个毛病这个毛病
but you still have this problem
所以圣徒受控告的时候
so when the saints are being accused,
就产生自卑感
so they have the impurity,
怀疑自己的得救
the doubtful whether they are
safe, 怀疑上帝还要不要保守我
the doubtful whether God will keep us,
怀疑我是不是真正能够得胜
whether I can be truly victorious,
怀疑我能不能走完这条道
whether I can complete this way or not,
因为他一直控告控告
你 accuse, accuse.
撒旦控告我们的时候
when accusation comes,
现在我们良心的控告
Is accused to our conscience.
第二样
The second,
他从社会中间来控告我。
From the society, you accuse us.
所以如果基督徒犯罪
，If Christians sin,
社会很严厉的批判。
You know, the society also will judge us very seriously.
如果非基督徒犯罪
，But if the non-Christian were to fall,
社会很容易原谅。
The society will forgive them.
为什么有这种现象呢
？Why this phenomenon?
你说这是很不公义的。
Because this is unjust.
同样是人。
Same with people,
基督徒犯罪，你们就一直骂，一直骂，一直骂，报纸登得很大。
And for the Christian, would go wrong, you publish in the paper.
特别是牧师犯罪，报纸一大版都登出来。
As the pastor would go wrong, then will publish the whole paper.
如果生意人犯罪不登，但是他奉他的捐多少钱登了一大版。
And also for the business, if they would commit wrong, they will not advertise. They will give money, they will advertise the whole page.
像做基督徒不是很吃亏吗
？So we fall short in becoming a Christian.
借着舆论的控告。
But through this, coming from the society,
那么借着舆论控告是为什么呢
？When coming from the voice of society,
因为教会是指责社会罪恶的一个地方。
Because such is the purpose whereby we want to point out and condemn the sin of the
教会
the society,
敢指责人性同社会中间的罪恶。
Because if the church dare to bring out the sinful nature of the society,
等教会自己有软弱的社会就反过来把教会所有的罪恶把它。公布出来。
So when the church has its own weaknesses, the society now would turn the finger to us.
所以我们不好玩的。
So it's not easy.
那你说，为了使他们不随便对我们这样苛刻的对待，我们就对他们宽容，完全不提社会的罪恶，免得以后会自己反弹过来，怎么办
？So in order to avoid all this difficulty, you say that we want to go easy with the society?
不是的。
No.
我们是光。
Because we are light.
城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
A city is built upon the mountain cannot be hidden.
你们是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
所以我们一定要洁净自己，我们才能做世人的榜样。
So we must cleanse ourselves so we can example of society.
我们圣徒要有圣洁的良心的生活，才可以在时代做真理的见证人。
So as a Christian, we must have the holy life so that we can also the witnesses of the age.
否则我们就与世人同流合污。
If not, we'll be like the world.
结果你犯罪，我犯罪，彼此原谅，皆大欢喜。
So you sin, I sin. You are okay, I'm okay.
那么这世界就没有控告的事情。
So there's no voice of accusation from the world.
那么圣经说，人称义之后
，But after being justified, the Bible says,
抵挡的事情就来到
，Opposition comes.
控告的事情就来到
，Accusation comes.
那这就控告来到的时候是怎么样呢
？When this accusation comes,
是不是可以把我们已经得救的救恩再夺去呢
？Can this take away our salvation?
是不是可以把我们已经领受的得救的这个平安再？完全丢掉呢
Can it also take away our peace?
我们客人会这样怀疑
Maybe sometimes we are doubtful
我得救以后呢
After I've been saved
我很怕我是一个得罪圣灵的人
I'm afraid that I'll go against the Holy Spirit
所以差不多有九个月的时间我不能睡不能吃
So for 9 months I cannot sleep and eat
面黄肌瘦
And I was so afraid
而且心里面的控告心里的害怕怕到一个地步
And also the fear coming from my heart.
连自己的哥哥、自己的妈妈，我都不敢告诉他。
I dare not even tell my own brother, my mother.
那一段时间好像经过死因幽谷一样的痛苦。
So that period I have gone through the valley of death.
我一直怀疑我是不是曾经亵渎圣灵。
So I've doubt for myself whether I will blaspheme.
如果是的话
，If it is yes,
那我就永永远远没有得救的可能。
And forever there's some possibility for.
我就永永远远没有赦罪的可能。
And there's a possibility for my sin to be forgiven.
那我很怕。 哈，如果这个告诉人家是啊，你就是，那么大家把我丢掉怎么办呢？
I'm afraid that other will say that yes, such is a blasphemy. What am I going to do?
我做家庭礼拜的时候，
so when I have had a family,
大家唱诗唱诗啊，我就得到安慰了。
So I'm comforted.
安慰到一半的控告来了。
Halfway the accusation comes.
你不必安慰，他们是得救，你是亵渎圣灵，你没有份的。
Don't be comforted. They are saved. You're not. You have no share.
你是永远不得赦罪的。
Forever you're not forgiven.
哇，家庭礼拜完了，我直接床上哭得半死。
So in the home meeting after that, I cried.
控告一直来，一直来的。
Accusation continue to come.
一个真正得救。
A one who truly saved.
有追求圣洁的人。
And who search for holiness.
常常有比别人更敏感的控告。来使你很难应付。
They are more sensitive in the accusation to come to you.
撒旦不会放过机会。
Satan will not let go the chance.
良心的控告。
Accusation to the conscience.
社会的控告。
Society.
做完了以后呢
？After that.
他还制造圣徒之间的控告。
You create also accusation coming from saints among saints.
基督徒对基督不满意的就彼此控告。
So Christian accuse Christians.
不但如此，还要在上帝面前控告。
And even before God, you accuse us.
那我们怎么样得胜这个事情
？How can we be victorious?
圣经在这里告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
上帝既然不爱惜他的儿子
，Now God has not spared his son.
把他赐给我们
，He has given him to us.
为我们死了
，die for us.
难道他不把这世界和其他一切都白白赐给我们
？Will not him also graciously give along with him all this thing of the world to us？
得胜的答案就在这里。
And that is the answer of victory.
主啊
，God，
我这些小罪继续不断控告我。
All this small sin continue to accuse me.
我要怎么样呢
？What am I going to do？
上帝说
，God say，
你多大的罪我都赦免了。
No, even the greatest sin I've forgiven.
难道小罪我不会再给你力量去得胜吗
？Will not also I give you strength to be victorious over all these small sins？
你最大的罪我都赦免。
Even your biggest sin I've forgiven。
那因这些小罪，我使你下地狱吗
？And when I cast you to the hell because of the small sins？
你要记得
，You must remember，
因为你所有最大的罪
，Because even your biggest sins，
我把我的儿子耶稣基督赐下来
，I've given my son Jesus Christ，
让他为你死
，He died for you，
我牺牲了这么大的代价才把你拯救出来
，And the sacrifice is a big price to in order to redeem you，
我把新的地位、新的生命给你
，I give you a new life, new position，
你想我要。把你再丢掉吗
？You think I will cast you away again？
你想我要使你再灭亡吗
？You think I will put you to hell again？
哦，我经过这一段的时间很痛苦。
After this very sorrowful period， I've gone
我很羡慕那些还没有得救的人。
I desire those who have not been saved。
你听懂这句话吗
？You understand？
我得救以后没有得胜，我就很羡慕那些还没有得救的人。
After I've been saved without victory， I admire those who are not saved。
因为那些没有得救的人一悔改还有得救的可能，我得救了再跌倒再悔改没有可能了。
Because for those who are not saved, they can repent and come back to God. For me to have already saved, I cannot repent.
所以许多时候有一些圣经呢，给我们产生了错误，我们对某些圣经产生错误的解释。
So when the wrong interpretation of certain verses in the Bible，
就使撒旦的控告更强烈，在我们身上做攻击的攻击。
All the more it has strengthened the attack coming from accusation of Satan。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters，
在这样的状况中间
，In this kind of state，
我们常常会混乱两种不同的东西，把它混为一谈。
Many times we confuse two things as one，
就是假的救。
The false salvation，
还继续在最终的人
，those are continuing in sin，
跟真的救
，those are truly saved，
还没有得胜的人
，but they're not victorious，
两种的状况分为一谈
，two state but they confuse as one，
好像一样嘛
，as if they're the same，
假的救的人
，those who are not saved yet，
活在最终
，they're living in sin，
他本来没有真的救
，they actually are not saved，
所以他活在最终
，so they live in sin，
真正的救
，those are truly saved，
还没有得胜的人
，but they're not truly victorious，
他也是好像还活在最终
，as if they're living in sin，
那么在这两种人。大家看见他们在最终的时候，我们就两个混为一谈了。
We confuse them as one，
以为是一样样的。那么那是真正已经得救的人。
So those are truly saved，
他不能得胜控告的时候
，When they cannot be victorious over accusation，
他就把自己跟那些还没有真正得救的人等量齐观。
So they treat themselves as equal to those who are not saved，
他就过一个非常痛苦、没有办法脱离的生活。
So they lead a very suffering life。
撒旦就趁这个机会继续不断地控告你
so Satan took up the political condition，
说你对得救的事情完全没有把握
so that we don't have no certainty assurance in salvation，
所以有时候你早上清楚你得救了
so sometimes in the morning you know that you
晚上又怕自己没有得救
and now you're afraid you're not saved，
明天又好像已经得救了
the next day you thought
you're 过两天又好像不知道得救不得救
and a few days again you feel you're not saved，
那么你一天七上八下
So it's up and down.
每天不得救得救得救不得，好像天堂地狱走来走去。
Whether you're saved, you're not saved. Heaven and hell, you get trouble.
每次你垮在这个中间的时候呢
？Every time when you're swept between the two,
你自己都完全没有把握。
You have no certainty.
你就对自己怨恨自己的存在。
So you hate your own existence.
是不是这样呢？
Is that so?
许多基督徒蒙昧无知就掉在这种状况中。
When they are being fooled, they fell into this kind of state.
连王明道都经历过这件事。
Even 王明道 has gone through this state.
王明道整个晚上被几万万的电灯来照射，他使他神经完全崩溃的时候，他莫名其妙，后来他就签了一个悔过书。
Even 王明道 when he was being tried, he was spotlight on him.He fell mentally and he signed a word of repentance.
哎呀，人都有软弱。
Men all have weakness.
我有软弱，我承认我软弱好了。
And now I witness that I acknowledge I'm weak.
现在又他睡了。
And after he signed his slap.
第二天。
The next day.
他被放出去了。
He was released.
才看到他签的那本书是传道人向共产党认罪的书。
And it is a confession of a preacher to the communism.
悔过什么？他跟帝国主义走。帝国主义勾结，他是国家的仇敌，是人民的公敌，是对国家不起的人。他现在认罪。
And to confess as the running dog of the imperialism, he is a go against the people and his own conscience.
看到这个报纸登出来，他签字的悔过书。
He publicized his signature there.
他说：“糟糕，不是这样。
”No, it's not so.
我那个时候太痛苦的时候
，When I was feeling so sorrowful,
我只知道我是有软弱的。
I know I have weaknesses.
我就承认我有软弱。
So I acknowledge I'm weak.
但我竟然是在这样的书上承认我是人民的公敌。
Well, how can I confess I'm the enemy of the people?
全中国的基督徒，因为我是一个传道人。自己承认我是人民的公敌，他们一定永远不会赦免我了。
So the Christian of all the China will not forgive me because I signed it.
很多人一路跌倒怎么办
？Other people will fall because of me.
所以他在路上
，So when you're walking，
就扒自己的头发，
你扑一下，
捶自己的胸。
You are hated.
我是犹大，我是犹大。
I'm Judah.
我是犹大，我是犹大。
I'm Judah. I'm Judah.
他受控告了。
He was a king.
他受抵挡了。
He was being hindered.
我一生所度过的。
What I've read in the whole life,
圣徒的经历最痛苦的
the experience with no difficult of
faith, 我相信是王明道那一刹那
王明道 at that moment
那一刹那他忽然间以为他是犹大
suddenly he thought he was Judah
魔鬼就控告他了
and Satan accused him
你出卖了主嘛
you have betrayed your Lord
你自己签字嘛
you sign it
你对反对基督教的人承认你是有罪的
and to those who are anti-Christ you confess that you're sinner
你出卖了
you have betrayed him
你像犹大一样
like Judah
所以他扒自己的头发
so he pulled
his hair 他捶自己的胸
hit his own chest
那个时候他已经是50多岁40、50多岁的
about 50 plus
他大哭有捶着胸
cried,
做什么呢走来走去在路上哭又到回去
when he went back home,
回到政府机关那里
went to the government,
我要收回我的悔过书
and recants my,
我要收回我的悔过书
recants my confession,
那是我在不得已之下
I was forced,
太大的压力
such a great pressure,
神经模糊的时候写的
when I mentally was a weak, I signed,
走到一半
Halfway through,
快要到政府机关的时候
when, before he came to the authority,
上帝的灵安慰他
God's spirit comforted,
感动他
moving,
使他慢慢灵性苏醒过来
and slowly he realized in the spirit,
他后来再捶胸的时候讲了另外一句话
he hit
我不是犹大
I'm not Judah,
我是彼得
I'm Peter,
我是彼得
I'm Peter,
我不是犹大
I'm not Judah,
你明白了吗
understand?
他救过来
So he realized,
犹大跟彼得一样不一样
Is it the same with Judah?
不一样
is different.
犹大是出卖主
Judah betrayed his Lord.
彼得是否认主。
Peter denied his Lord.
犹大是为钱不要信主。
Judah because of money he doesn't want to
believe. 彼得为了惧怕有所软弱。
Peter because of fear he denied.
后来他定位的时候
，When he realized,
他转过来了。
He changed.
他自己知道他不是犹大，他是彼得。
You knew that he wasn't Judah, he was Peter.
所以彼得有悔改的可能。
And there's a possibility for Peter to return.
彼得有回头的可能。
And possibility to return.
主啊，为什么让我在最困难的时候落到这个地步
？Lord, why is the most difficult time I fell such stage?
主啊，为什么不给我刚强到底？结果我投降了。
Why don't you strengthen me so that I will not sign the confession?
主不是不知道彼得会软弱到这个地步。
If it's not that the Lord doesn't know that Peter will fall,
主不是没有能力拦住彼得。三次否认上。
If it's not that the Lord doesn't have power to hinder Peter to deny it three times.
主许可彼得经过这个阶段。
But he allowed Peter to go through this stage.
要告诉他一生一世以后的日子 你不过是个这样软弱的人，你不要再以为你是刚强。
So that for the whole life you realize that you are only a weak person. Don't think you are strong.
今天许多的年轻人自以为很了不起，所以上帝很难用他。
Today a lot of young people thought that they are strong, God cannot use them.
有时候上帝用鞭打、用管教给你，揪到你的极限，揪到你有多大的败坏，你才懂得谦卑侍奉上帝。
Sometimes God will test you, will press you, so that you know you are weak, and then only you know how to serve Him.
所以耶稣基督知道。彼得要三次否认他。
So Jesus knew that Peter would deny him three times.
耶稣基督让他带在一个小丫头的面前，让他真正否认主，否认的成功。
And God also allowed him to fall himself before the man.
为什么耶稣不拦住他呢？
Why is Jesus never hindered
him? 为什么当他要否认的时候不给他力量呢？
Why is that when he's about to deny, why don't he strengthen
him? 他才可以做门徒的这个领袖，可以做所以耶稣基督受使徒中间的最好的榜样。
So they become the example of the best of all disciples, to be the leader of the disciples.
上帝竟然给这个最重要的门徒的领袖失败到这个地步。
So this is the most important disciple of his, God allowed him to fall.
耶稣对他说什么？
啊 ，Jesus then said,
"Peter, Peter,
Peter, Peter,
撒旦要塞你
，and Satan want to sieve,
如同人塞麦子一样的
，like man sieving the wheat,
叫你跌倒
，so they will fall.
只是我已经为你祷告
，but I pray for you.
你不至于失去你的信心
，you will not lose your faith.
再加上一句话
，and then one more thing.
你回头以后
，when you come back home,
你要坚固你的弟兄
，you must strengthen your brothers.
这是属灵的奥秘。
This is pretty
profound. 我们今天不是得救的就上天了。
It's not that we are saved, we go to heaven.
我们得救还在地上。
We're saved, but still on the earth.
我们称义又还在罪人中间。
We're justified, still living among sinners.
我们得了新的生命，还在旧的生活的环境。
With new life, but still living the old environment.
我们要过在地如天的生活。
But on earth, it's like heaven you are living.
我们有天上的地位，还活在地上。
But then the heavenly position that we're living in.
所以神许多时候许可我们在软弱中间。
Sometimes God allows us to be in weaknesses.
有时候失败。
Sometimes we fail.
有时候跌倒。
Sometimes we fall.
一跌倒的时候。
But when we fall.
上帝的控告就来到。
Accusation comes in the
car. 你不要忘记。
Don't forget.
上帝的安慰也来到。
God's comfort also comes.
他既然不爱惜自己的孩子。
Since he's not spare his own son.
为我们死。
He died for us.
难道他不把这世上从一切的东西都白白赐给我们？
Will he not then graciously give all these things along with him to us?
单单解这件事你需要另外半个钟头。
I need another half an hour to interpret this.
但我今天不要用这么多的时间。
But I'm not going to spend much time.
我把几个重点提出来。
A few important points I want to mention.
既不爱惜他的儿子。
Since he not spare his own
beloved son, 这些圣经跟全本圣经是违背的。
It's totally opposite with the opinion of the whole Bible.
全本圣经没有一处提到上帝不爱惜他的儿子。
And the whole Bible never mentioned that he doesn't love or spare his own son.
约翰福音第三章告诉我们
，John chapter three says,
父爱子将一切都交在他手里。
And God loved his son, so he has placed all things in his hand.
为什么罗马书第八章的父不爱惜他的儿子
？Why is that Romans chapter eight says that he doesn't spare his own son?
这一句是圣经文学里面的一个特点。
That's a special rhetorical thing.
是比较词所产生的含义。
It is a meaning of comparativeness.
当一比较起来的时候
，When it comes to comparison,
为了爱我们
，Because he loved us,
牺牲耶稣
，He sacrificed.
为了救我们
，Because he saved us,
赐下耶稣
，To give Jesus.
为了使我们称义
，So that we are justified.
甘愿让耶稣被定罪
，So Christ is condemned.
是从这种比较的文学里面来提出这句话来。
From a literature of comparison, we want to mention.
这句话不能字义解禁
，So it cannot be interpreted.Literally.
你不能说的上帝不爱惜他的儿子。
You cannot say that God doesn't
love
His son. No.
因为上帝爱我们。
Because He loved us.
就愿意让他的儿子死。
So much so that allow His son to die.
这个就比例来说，相对来说，好像是不爱惜他的儿子。
So in comparison, as if He doesn't love the son.
难道不把一切都白白赐给我们吗
？Then will He not then give all these things graciously?
这句话什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
有一天我们的真正的胜。
One day we are truly victorious.
我们的承受地图。
We will inherit the earth.
新天新地来到的。
When a new earth and heaven comes.
撒旦没有份在其中。
Satan doesn't have a share.
我们承受万有。
We will inherit all things.
万有是我们的。
All things belongs to us.
不是撒旦的。
Not Satan.
我们今天受控告的时候。
Now we are being accused.
我们一无所有。
There's nothing with us.
我们好像是完全没有主权的人。
And look, say that we are without sovereignty.
没有为自己申辩的可能的人。
There's no way.For you to avenge ourselves.
没有人权的人
the one without human rights.
其实不是如此
No,
你今天软弱
now you're weak.
你今天有所失败
now you're failed.
不等于上帝要取回他在你身上的救恩
it doesn't mean God, that God will take away the salvation from you.
因为神是从始至终成全他自己永远心愿的一位
from the beginning to the end, God is the perfecter of his own will.
感谢上
praise God.
这个缘故
because of that.
我们靠主坚持到底
through him we perceive.
上帝如何帮助我们谁能控告我们
Who can bring justice against us?
上帝的帮助我们
If God help us?
有谁能抵挡我们
Who can go against us?
如果上帝把他儿子为我们不爱惜他为我们死
If God doesn't spare his son and he die for us
谁能控告我们
Who then can accuse us?
感谢上
Praise God
我们靠着主可以得胜
Through Jesus Christ we can be victorious
撒旦的抵挡一定要失败
And the opposition of Satan will fail
撒旦的控告一定要失败
His accusation also will fail
Amen
Amen
感谢上帝我们做基督徒这几十年遇到许多的困难
So as Christian for this decade you have faced difficulties
要提醒你
Remind you
你是软弱的
You are weak
所以你不要故意犯罪
So do not sin intentionally
与撒旦同工
So that you work together
与撒旦同心
So also one heart
你要顺服圣灵
You must obey the Holy Spirit
与神同心
And work together
与神同工
Also obey the Holy Spirit
像撒旦的控告撒旦的抵挡都会失败
So the accusation the opposition of Satan will all fail
愿上帝赐福给我们
God bless us
我们大家站起来
Shall we all rise
我们在读第三十三十一三十二两三节
We'll read verses 30, 31, 32
我们大家读三十三十一三十二预先所定下的人又叫他们所招的人
又称他们为义
所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀既是这样还有什么说的呢上帝若帮助我们谁能抵挡我们呢上帝既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们呢谁能控告上帝所拣选的人呢有上帝称他们为义了三十大节大声读谁能控告上帝所拣选的人有神称他们为义了我们低头祷告
Let's pray